Good morning and welcome to this morning's episode of Daily Devotions. This morning I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the last part of chapter 3. Pastor Vince shared with us last week part 4 of our new series that we've been running here in North End over the month of October, and that's also been broadcast online. This week, Sunday, very excited for Pastor Lloyd, our J-Bay site pastor, to be sharing a word here in North End to be broadcast to all of our sites. And so excited for Lloyd to share this weekend. Over the last few weeks, we've touched on milk and honey and what it means to live our lives in this place, spoken about in the scriptures with Moses, with Joshua, where the people of Israel go to this place of milk and honey. Pastor Vince on Sunday touched on this idea of where do you come from? What do you do when you come from that place? What do you do when you come from a place of peace? What do you do when you come from a place of joy? How does that influence your relationships? How does that influence your friendships, your marriage, your school, your work? Where do you come from? What place do you come from? This morning I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians 3, and the first part is a very, very well-known part, and it's the, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. And I wonder if the people in the room would kind of murmur, there is freedom. And maybe in the comment section, if you would like to type that out, either on YouTube or on Facebook, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that second part, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. A large part of what milk and honey means for each of us, and a large part of what it means for us as a community and what it means for us as individuals, is actually we're being transformed into the image of Christ. Where the land of milk and honey is here among us. It is at work, it is at school, it is at church, it is in our homes, in our marriage. There the milk and land of milk and honey is, because Christ is there with us. So Daniel is behind me and growing up way too quickly. I'm sure that parents with kids who are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, or even teenagers, you blink and they're running around. Almost turned, Daniel's 5, going on 15, it feels like. He's picked up my phone and started to kind of learn the weather app. He absolutely loves the numbers of the weather app and jumping between Celsius and Fahrenheit. He's learning our cell phone numbers out of his head to try and remember. And part of what it means to be at school is he's got to memorize those numbers and he's got to memorize our address. And so he's really kind of starting to pick up these ideas around memory and fitting into our family and all of that stuff. And so he's really playing with my phone a great deal these days. Now, for anybody who has a smartphone that has either kind of thumbprint recognition or I've got the iPhone 11, I think it is. I stand corrected. It's a few years old now, which actually has facial recognition. So Daniel's kind of, I've shown him what the code is and I'm showing him which apps he can play with, and he goes into the music app or he goes to the weather app or he has a look at the photos. And so he knows what the code is. And the other day we were driving to school, and then he'll ask to look at the weather, or he'll ask to have a look at this or that. He just asks for my phone. And so I kind of pass him my phone. What's quite hectic is this has happened now 2 or 3 times, and I think I'm going to have a chat to the guys at Apple. So I just give him my phone, and the other morning he picks up my phone and it unlocks. And he says to me, Dad, look. And the little lock thing is kind of unhinged and unlocked. I'm like, nah, this can't be. Then we try again, doesn't really work. A couple days later, I give him my phone again and I pass it to him, and he looks at it and his face unlocks my phone. And I have this moment of like, my son is starting to look like me. There is this moment of like, Apple or recognizes a part of my face in Daniel's face. And I know that before we get too technical and techie about it, there's probably a little bit of a glitch. But as his dad, it brought the most incredible amount of joy to know that my son is starting to look like me. For each of us, as we continue to live our lives here and now in the land of milk and honey, and as we read in 2 Corinthians 3, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord. My prayer for each of us this morning is that may we continue to live in this land of milk and honey, that we may continue to be transformed into the image of Christ, that more and more we may begin to look like our Father in heaven. And I wish that I had more time. We can get into all of what it means to be made into the image of Christ and what that means for us, and even what that unlocks for us, to use the phone analogy, what that unlocks for us here on earth as it is in heaven. So my prayer would be that we would be transformed more and more in ever increasing glory into the image of Christ, that the people around us would say, yo, you look like Jesus today. Grace, kindness, peace, love, self-control, joy, all of those things would be overflowing in ever abundance for each one of us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that by your Spirit you are with each one of us as we go into this day. As the writer in 2 Corinthians writes, that we are being transformed into your image. And may that be an ever-increasing glory, from glory to glory. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.